I guess maybe just by way of, we'll do a quick recap before we get into the new piece. What do we start with? We'll sit right outside. I want to read the thing. In Aleph, we were talking about the idea that everybody has an attribute of malchus, of leadership, of influence. And everyone has a different level of influence, how large their sphere of influence is. Some people, it's very limited. It's basically just, you know, within your dalet amos, the people in your house. Others maybe have larger, and some people have huge over the whole world. This malchus has a revealed aspect to it and a concealed, whereas it could be that somebody is necessarily being influenced by someone else, but they don't know about it, they're not aware of it. That was again, do a quick recap of Aleph. In Beis, then we said, well, once you have this power, this royalty, this influence, so you have to make sure that you don't use it as a way to, for your own hana, for your own tzrochim, that you try to, because almost like you have an eved to it, you use the power of being a ruler to fulfill your own taivas, so that's very dangerous. And he said, he didn't explain it yet, but you have to put in this concept of arichas yomim, that's what we got to in Gimel. So we don't know what that is yet, but if somehow you can put this concept of arichas yomim in, to it, then, and we saw Mordechai had this. Mordechai was Mordor, he was the head, the rosh, he was the melech over all these things, and we're going to now see, I think in the English, that was 3a, so corresponding to 3b is where we'll pick it up, about what is arichas yomim, and how do we get to it. So we pick up what says, ki lavo la arichas yomim, to get to this, which, again, if you have this quality, which is das, we spoke about, I should repeat that also, that we discussed. 294, okay. The das is essential as well to have a correct understanding of what people need and how to influence them.
Are you recording?
I am recording, yeah. You good? You can also record. I don't
know. No.
The more the merrier. Okay. Yeah, no, they asked me to record it, so I'm happy to put a record. Okay. Okay, kilavo larichas yomim. So how do you get this? You have to have it. We don't exactly know. We haven't defined what it is, but we're going to tell you how you get to it. Hu ayudei esek haTorah. Now, it's interesting when the Taz writes in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, I think it's Simon Mem Vov. The bracha that we make is, well, you said it. Right, La Sok. To occupy ourselves with Torah. So the Taz writes, hi, come, welcome. We just started like a minute ago. La Sok, B'divrei Torah, is, yeah, this is the two things. Shalom. Is like an asek, like a business. A good businessman is always thinking about, what can I do to improve my game? Got to work on my marketing, got to work on my PR, got to work on my customer relations. I got to do more business. So that's what the Taz writes. When you write, La Sok B'divrei Torah, you have to treat your Torah like an asek. So a person is occupied with Torah. So we're occupied throughout the whole day. When you have this asek with the Torah, Ki Araisa Shema Dekud Shebrichu, because the Torah is the name of Hashem. With that, now we're going to pause. If you see the handout I gave you, it's like a 1.5 pages. We're going to go to, see the Hakdama on the front. It says, this is the Hakdama's Chizkuni. It's really not. Above it is the Ramban. So look above that part. On the top right column says Ode. See the paragraph on the right-hand side? Ode Yesh B'Yadenu. This is the introduction of the Ramban. Nachmanides, one of the great medieval commentators. His commentary on the Torah. And the Ramban was an expert in Kabbalah. So there's a lot of Kabbalistic commentaries. I've tried to look in the art scroll. It just says, the scope of this is beyond our translations. They just leave it for that. I remember years ago hearing from Reshechter Shlita, that Rav Soloveitchik wanted the boys in Kollel to learn Tanya and Ramban al HaTorah. So I asked Reshechter, I said, Tanya, you know what this is, but like Ramban, he's not like Parshanut ones, but like the Yesodos, the importance of the Ramban. I think Ron Lichtenstein once said that if he, along the lines of that, if he was stuck on a desert island or something, like they say, we don't win, is the Ramban, the Torah. There's so much here. So here, this is the introduction, where we get to his commentary. Ode Yesh B'Yadena Kabbalah Shel Emes. So this is right. Emes here means the Mito Shel Torah, it's Kabbalah. Look at this. Ki Kol HaTorah Kula. All of the Torah itself, Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah are names of God. Shehatevos, the words, Mischalkos L'Shemos Be'inyan Acher. You could rearrange the words the way we have them and spell different words. It's all Hashem's name. Ke'ilu Tachshov Al Derech Marshal. I'll give you an example. This is wild. Ki pasuk bereishis. Okay, so we all know the first pasuk in Torah, bereishis bara Elokim esa shemayim v'esa aretz. Says yischalek l'tevas acheros. You can divide a bereishis bara Elokim esa shemayim v'esa aretz into a different pasuk. Kigon. Now watch, it's the same letters, but you told a new word. Berosh yisbara el hayam. Right? You see that? If we read just the letter straight, it would be bereishis bara Elokim. But no, berosh in the beginning. Yitbara was created. Okay, v'chal Torah kein. You can just the whole Torah. He just gives like one little example. Now again, we don't. The Ramban obviously, if he's telling us this, it's Ennis. We don't. You and I don't know how to do this, but the Ramban could divide up the Chumash into the, because all the names are Shem. Milvad. Besides from that, when you just redivide the words to tell a totally different story, say Rufehen, when you can do exchanges, v'gamashio sehen, and use the numerical value of the words, shall shame us these names of Hashem. So you think, okay. Now, the Ramban, again, this is not a Chumash class tonight, but the Ramban calls Rashi the Bechor, right? The firstborn. Pishnayim, right? You have a special cheshivas when you're the Bechor. So he writes, Kevar Kosav Rabbeinu Shlomo, that's Rashi, Beperushav, Betalmud, it's a Gemara in, I think it's in Sukkah, Inyan Hashem Agal Shal Ein Beis. There's a 72-letter name of Hashem. In Sforum, they discuss there's a 45-letter name of Hashem, there's a 52-letter name of Hashem, there's a 63-letter name of Hashem, there's a 72, the Ayin Beis, the Eze Inyan, who, B'shlosh Pesuk, okay, it's written in Parshas B'Shalach, Vayisa, Vayava, Vayet, I'm not going to get into how they combine the different Pesukim to make the names of Hashem. Rashi talked about this openly in his commentary in Sukkah. M'pnei Zeh, Sefer Torah, Shetot Abo, Be'os Achas. Now he's explaining, well, since the whole Torah, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this now explains a halachic concept that if you have a mistake in one little letter, b'mali al b'chaser, right? If you're supposed to have a vav there and you didn't, or you add an extra vav, it's possible that disqualifies an entire sefer, which makes sense, right? Ki zeh ha'inyin yechayev osan alifsol sefer Torah shechaser bovav ech milas osam, right? Osam with a vav or without. There's no, I mean, without a vav you can read it as atem. Okay, that would change osam and atem, different meaning then. But if, let's say you pronounce the word rightly, you just wrote it without the vav. Shabo mehem lamentes malayim b'torah oshichtov havav be'echad mi shar hachasim. You're supposed to not be written. You put a vav in there. V'chein bayotze b'zeh. Any similar case like this, we would add a letter that's supposed to be there. It doesn't change the way you pronounce it. Afa pisha einem male velo mori, doesn't add, doesn't subtract. Kifiha oile b'machshava ze einin shehevi gedoli hamikra limnos kol male v'chol chaser shve b'chol haTorah uvamikra. That's why there's a Gemara in Kiddushin where the Tanoim were called the Sofrim. Sofer, the counters. So said Rav Moshe Wolf and Shlita. Really, that's the greatest praise you can talk about. That is the Tanoim's. They know how to count. He says, "Give me." He's like, "Give me a phone book. Right? I'll count the number of names. I'll count the letters. To count letters is not a big, really, really. The deeper Indian is when you're counting a letter. We know that really, I'll pick Kabbalah. It says that there's 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah, and there's 600,000 root neshamos. What the Sofrim were, they could count. They could look at a person and tell the source of their neshama. They could connect that person to their os in the Torah." That's a whole other level, right? It's a whole other level of relating to a person. Now, you'll tell me there's over 15 million Jews in the world. Okay, you're not going to know me. But if you think about the way, give me one small mashal, and then we'll get back into Likutei Maharan. But the word mole. How do you spell the word mole? Mem, lov, mem, lamed, aleph, right? So the way it's written, if you look at a mem, it's a chaf and it's a vav in there. That's how it's written in the thing. So chaf of is 26, right? A lamed is also a vav on top, and a chafna is also 26. And an aleph is a vav and a yud on top and a yud above. So 26 is gematria HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Yud gave vav ke. So in male, already that word male, already you see there's multiple letters being combined. So we know, we believe that there's 600,000. You count those, only like 3,045 something. I don't remember the exact number. It's there. The chachma, the sofrim tell us that. And the whole Torah is names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I forget what it's called in psychological terms. Like you're in a room and you hear your name, like you automatically turn around. What's that called? I'm blanking on it. Something like cognitive. I forget the fancy word for it. But we know this. Like, we don't know the scientific term for it. It's something that when you hear your name, right? So, hey, that's me they're calling.
It's more reflexive.
But so now let's go back into that. I'm going to come back to this in a second. When we see more, there's a piece here from Yaakov Meshechta I want to learn also. But what are we saying? So we've got one line in that the Torah, the Araisa Shema, Tikkun Shebrichu, that these are the names of a Kodesh Baruch, and there's a Zohar like this as well, Tikkuni Zohar, I should say, and the Ramban, and it's brought down in many places. Kemoshe. We have to call somebody out. You call out their name. They turn your head, right? So Hashem, who's the Chai HaChayim, the source of all life, He gives Chayim. And again, what are we talking about? That we have to make sure that the Malchus inside of us remains correct, pure, not adulterated, not.
Slave-like,
excellent. We have to bring life and arichas yom into us. Because if not, it's koveris as bala. It will bury you alive. That's what we saw last week. The malchus used in a pro, the rabbonis, which doesn't mean a rabbi. It means being an owner over somebody, trying to control them, that will bury you. Oso bishmo kiviyachol. You have to call out the name, so to speak. Ushmo hu hatorah kenal. That the Torah is the names of Hashem. I heard a great line. You know what the Chumash is? It's Hashem's autobiography. Isn't that great? The Torah is Hashem's autobiography. When we're calling out the names of Hashem, we're calling. And if I want to have a relationship with you, Avi, okay, you call me by the name. I'm going to finish this one line, then I'll tell you a quick story from Yehuda Katz, Rebbe Lesheva. Nimsa comes out, Sha'ai de Eisek HaTorah, again, by occupying ourselves, being involved with Torah, as the brachas last sotrei, Korin S harichas yamim. That's how we bring, right? This is the chaya chayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bring this harichas yamim into our malchus. So we were once helping Yehuda Katz build his sukkah, the Veseret, and we were having a good time. We asked him, "What's the first song Shlomo Karbach ever taught you?" He says, "Songs I can't tell you, but I'll tell you the first Torah I ever heard from Shlomo." Okay, so he says, "If you really want to connect to somebody, you call them by their name." Which is what we're learning, right? The name, and here, we know that, just relating people, but then learning Torah is the names of Hashem. So Shlomo Karbach said like this, if I see somebody doing something wrong, I don't know, Moktzah, whatever it is, they're doing something wrong, I say, hey, you, cut that out. So then, I'm upset by the action. I don't really care about the person so much. I say, hey, you know, Moshe, Chanela, stop, milk Moktzah. Oh, so I have a relationship now, I call them by their name. That name represents I care about you, the person. When you call about a name, there's a connection there. And that's what he's saying. When you want to connect to Hashem, we know this. We're both in Nefesh HaChaim and in the Tanya. The greatest connection we have is through learning Torah. But why is that? Because learning Torah, you're connecting to the essence, to the name of that. You know, in the Sefer Or Gedaliyahu, I said this over by one of my son's bris. Look at the word neshama. Just think in mind the word neshama, four letters, nun, Shin, Mem, Hey. The center of the neshama is shame, right? The shame, the name is the essence of the neshama. That's why there's all big ideas about remembering your name and repeating psukim that represents your full name, right? There's a big Indian to this because it touches the core of your neshama. Yeah? Okay, let's go on. The Al-Kain, therefore, Musar HaMelech. So again, if you have to work on your Malchus, so isn't this interesting? Again, Rabbeinu connects all these things that we on ourselves probably not have thought of on our own, but once you see in the Likutei Moharan, it becomes so obvious. The Melech, which is the root of all of the Jewish Neshamas, Al-Eisek HaTorah B'yosim Mikol HaOlam. The one person of the whole nation who's commanded to be connected to Torah more than anybody else is the Melech. Because he's the one who has to bring arichas yomim. He has to bring this long life. We haven't yet defined. We're talking about how to do it yet. We haven't yet really clarified what this means. But he wants to be zoicha to get the das. The melech has to know how to rule. There's a famous Rambam that the melech is like the heart of the nation. He's got to, you know, he's got to know how to direct people and to give them, as we talked about last time, to be mochiach them, to reprimand them. As you say, Harga, constructive criticism, right? You have to be able to give people what they need to hear and not chas v'shalom to get punished on this. V'zeh shekos v'parshas ha-melech, that's why it says in the Pasuk, in Devarim, parshas shoftim, v'hai se'imo v'koravo kol yemei chayov. We'll come back to that, yemei chayov, the days of his life. So if you're Kara, and again, let's see where the Rebbe's going with this. When you're calling out, calling here means reading. Not learning, but calling out is calling out the shame, Hashem. V'zeh v'korovo kol yimei chayav. V'korovo kol yimei chayav v'korovo daika. It's specifically this of kriya, right? When you're calling to your friend, it's not like limud, it's not learning. It's calling out to your friend. Hayinu sha'ay de esek ha-torah, through occupying ourselves with Hashem's Torah, hukari es ha-chayim. You bring that life, kanal, as person needs. V'zeh yimei chayav. That means Yimei Chayim Daika, specifically this, because days, Yomim, are something that's measured. It's something that's
quantifiable.
Quantifiable. Excellent, excellent. Something that's quantifiable. Very good. So now, to put Arichas Yomim into it, to expand that in there, right? It's about to explain. When we're getting archeia, I'm sorry, I heard that on the archeias from the chaya chayim, from the source of all life. You have to get a certain measure that you're able to receive. You can't give it all off. I remember Rabbi Sherwitsky, Shlita, from I think now he's in Borough Park or Lakewood, but he's the Rav and the Yeguda in Kew Garden Hills. He told me from the Slobodka, he says, people want to learn Shas. Everyone wants to learn Shas. But the problem is, you want to learn Shas in one night. And the problem is, not only do you want to learn Shas in one night, you want to have a good night's sleep also that night. we want it all. And people, you see this, you know, when you're dealing with guys or girls who for the first time get really inspired, they go too fast. They take on too much too quickly because it's coming from a holy place. They want it, but they get like schmeistered because they don't have the kalim. You have to, the trick, and it talks about this in Hemshech Samech Vav, about how to give over the Rebbe-Tom relationship in a way that you can give them something that they can hold on to, and at the same time show them that they're not there yet, right? Like, you know, to reveal a little bit and to give something that, like a bite-sized piece, something that's quantifiable, to give them a little bit of that, and then show them that you don't understand the whole sugi what the Rebbe does. You understand how to, you can type the words, you got a Rashi, and you got the Tosfos, but there's more than that, right? So people need...
See, the Shalom talks about that. You have to create the Kalim in order to accept
exactly.
The Shefa, in order to accept the
term. Can see the Shalom says that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
many times.
You have to have the Kalim. That's what's like, look, let's read. Let's see what he says. Exactly. Let's create the Kalim. Kibbalo mida v'tzimtzum, if it's not constricted... You won't be able to be mekabel it. Machmas ribui or because there's too much light. Ki ribui hashemen. There's too much shemen. Goreim kibui haner. It'll extinguish. It'll extinguish the light. I think I gave this mashal from before. Like imagine like trying to catch Niagara Falls in like a little styrofoam cup. You're gonna get blown away. It's not gonna last. Imagine trying to get that such powerful shefa, but you don't have it. So you want more, and you want more, and you want more. Yeah, we'll give you more and more, but the oil, there's too much oil, it's going to extinguish the flame. Very like when the Siva Shalom, you have to have proper kalim in order to receive. And that's a sensitive balancing, because we're hungry, we want more, we wanted to take on more and more and more, but to go in a slow, methodical way, that'll have a kiyum. Because if not... I remember I've dealt with kids, and like, you know, they it's very quick. All the external changes, right? They get a good haircut, maybe they get a little pale, a little taste on it. They're going on dressing like a penguin, you know, and then they just got the white on the inside and the Oreo cookies, whatever you want to call them, right? They have all the correct levushim, and maybe they change a little bit to Hebrew. The word kos now becomes kais. Okay, it's holy, but then 2 weeks later they're back in blue jeans and t-shirts, right? It's like, what happened? Because it was all external. They didn't really create the kalim. And if you want to have arichas yomim, like you want to really have life into this, you got to make the proper kalim. Al kein, therefore, tzarech lekabel achius b'mida. You have to have it in amida. You get the chius, the life. You got to get life. We need life. We want life, right? But it has to be in a healthy way. Ze v'ze zoichin aide esek for kriyas haTorah, through occupying calling Torah. Ki haTorah hi shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we mentioned, v'Hashem hu akli shel hadover. And that is going to be the kli, as it's really said, in order to receive this. Shevashem haze nigbal hachius shel hadover hazeh. That the name contains a gavul, is the boundary for this chiyus. Kamosha Kosov, it says, he has a quote the whole pasuk of Chol Asher Yikra Lo Adam, Nefesh Chaya Hu Shemo. The Nefesh Chaya, the chiyus is its name. You follow that? It's connected. Kisha Hashem Nigbal, HaNefesh HaChiyus Shel Kol Dover. It's the boundaries of everything, which is needed, because if it's not, there's no boundary to it, it just goes on and on forever. It's too much. And therefore, when you call somebody by their name, for whom is Zuman, they're like prepared, take your lights, they come immediately to you. Right? When you call somebody, hey, you call their name, oh, you're going to get in a crowded room, you call their name, they come to you. Because in that name, you got their nefesh. There's something here in the footage. I apologize, I didn't make a copy of it. He's quoting from Sicha Saran now. I'm just going to read here from him. This is from Tzadi Hey. Da. Shehashem shenogstin lo la'odom hu lethi ha'pa'ula sheyesh lo la'odom la'asos ba'olam. That the name you have is very much directly related to your mission, to what your job is. Your name is your essence, and everyone has a different essence, everyone has a different tafkid in this world. And there's a quote here, he says, don't ask me Akasha, two people could be called Shimon. Okay, so this Shimon has his name, and this Shimon has his name. But they have a different, just because of the same name, it's the same thing. Quotes here in Shar HaGilgulim, Kasher Nola Ha'odom, when a person's born, V'karan lo avi v'im Moshem Echad, Ha'ole b'daitam, and you had an amir, you know, I look at this kid, and I'm going to call them, you know, what's his name? The Margolin named their daughter. I think it's Avigail Or is the name. So the parents get a special siyata de shemaya. You give them the name that have by the kisei kavod. You have it. That's what we're quoting here from the shargon. From there, you get it. They ain't a bit yikroy because it's not like a chance you're happening the name. Kima kodesh baruch ha'meisim b'fiv Hashem shehu hamukrich shalom neshama ha'hi. Right? He's giving you the name. He's giving you the name. It's such a big thing naming child. So once went to the chidushi harim. And they asked the Rebbe, what name should I give my child? He says, why would I take away your Ruach HaKodesh? You're going to have Ruach HaKodesh give this child the correct name.
Mother more than the father.
Mother?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be halach. You know, you look, but yeah. Yehuda, how the Tamar, how you, who gets Chazal the name? Chazal knew everything about Shalom Bias. We would have much more Shalom Bias if we followed what Chazal told us to do. I have a friend. He's a square chassid, very special guy. You probably weren't expecting to hear Skver and Lukuti Maharan here, but he was mechabed the Skver Rebbe to name his son. So I was so blown away by the story. So the Rebbe said to him, Yaakov Yosef, and he went like this. So they miscommunicated. What he was asking was, "Do you have a Yaakov Yosef?" And then, but he thought he was saying, like, no, I don't. So then he's saying, then could have been interpreted the opposite way. Shane said, no, meaning no, don't give the name Yaakov Yosef. So he told me the square of it was he hazard over his kvittel in his head. And remember all the names on his kvittel. And we're like, no, he doesn't have Yaakov Yosef. And that was the name. Right? So he says, just think for a second, how many kvittelach the square Rebbe Shlita sees?
Yeah.
Right? And I was able to hold up on every single name.
Hundreds of on the thousands, thing, probably.
Right? Yeah. So I said, I was so blown away. I said, but come on, you gave away your Ruach HaKodesh. He says, no, my Ruach HaKodesh told me to ask the Rebbe. Right? Okay. You know, let's go back to the other. We'll stop in the actual Torah itself. I'll put a little place marker here. Let's just do something on, it's from a Sefer, I think we did 2 weeks ago. Look on the next page where it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra. This is again from the same Sefer of Leket Amarim, from Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita, one of the very important mashpiim today in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes, he's quoting from our Torah here, Nanvav, which again, we're going to be here for 6 months. This is one Torah to live with. And if you think about it, you'll see how you can start framing the occurrences in your life and things that are going on within the context of this Torah. Right, so what do we learn tonight? We learned that when you're calling out Shem Hashem, which is Torah, that's the way you're connecting the most to Hashem. So he says like this, you see what it says on the second page. Idea Torah Koram LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach koisei rabbeini b'lekuti maharan in simin nunvav. Rav Tzadok ha-koi mi Lublin. Rav Tzadok. Sheki yedua, which is as known, is korav hay ledas rabbeinu. Did you know that? Rav Tzadok is very close in his thought to Breslov. Right? Ishbitz. Right? The whole... Whenever Rav Tzadok writes the word shamati, I heard, that means he heard from his Rebbe, who's the Ishbitzer. So he's writing, he's saying that again, this is... this is Rabbi Yaakov Meshacher saying that everyone knows ki yidu. It's known that Tzadok is very similar to Rabbi Nachman. Poseach es hu b'loshen zeh es ech mimarav. He quotes you exactly where it is in Tzidkas Tzadok Kuf Pei Beis. Umevi kama rayis niflos lezeh v'achas mehen. So one proof that Rabbi Tzadok quotes, and here's this is I heard this in the name of Soloveitchik also. So we're drinking from all the waters tonight. We got Skver, we got the Rambam, we're everywhere, right? Matzina b'gemor and brachas chaf aleph. Minayin l'birkas haTorah lefanehem in haTorah. How do you know that there is a requirement on a de'oraisa level to say birkas haTorah? Right, we know that the two brachas we assume are de'oraisa. What are the de'oraisa brachos? Benching is a birkas hamazon is a Torah level obligation.
Oh, kiddush.
Kiddush is just saying the words. It's a derabbanan the al hakos. The word's actually derabbanan. The Minchas Chinuch writes that in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph.
Is this specifically for Shabbos meals or
kiddush? The concept of kiddush is that, but to add it on a kos to the brachos, that's it. If you just like on the Torah level, probably be fine. If you just say like good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. Mention the uniqueness of the Cheshivas. Right. And then the rabbis have it because the yain is ma'orer. Okay, there's different reasons why they did. So we have what? We have benching is deraisa. Some say that Shechianu on Purim might be a kim of a deraisa. I'll leave that for Purim Torah. But right there you have Birkas HaTorah. How do I know? Ask more in brachas. How do I know? How do I know that making a bracha before learning Torah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, shne'emar, watch this. What's the pasuk? Ki shem Hashem ekra. Right? Have a go to locate it. When I call out Hashem's name, ki shem Hashem ekra. That's where in the world you get it? Just touch the words. When I call out God's name, what does the word calling out God's name teach me a source for making the bracha before learning? But once you understand the Ramban, once you understand the Tikkuni Zohar, and it puts it all together. Shneemar, right? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Kilomar Lifnei Shalomdim. Heine, what does it mean when you're learning Torah? Heine Kishakorim Hashem Hashem. You're reading, you're calling out Hashem's name. You're calling. When you call to somebody, you have a relationship with somebody. When you're learning Torah, you have a relationship with Hashem. Havu go to Lelokeinu, give greatness to our God. Tzrichim Levarich Birchas HaTorah. That's the source. You have to see Birkas HaTorah. Harilanu Gemara Mifereshes. You have an open, explicit Gemara which says Shelim in HaTorah Hikriya LaHakodesh Baruch Hu. Wow, isn't that amazing? Amazing. It all comes together. And then he quotes actually at the end. Let's skip the last paragraph. We read the Ramban. Al pi hamuva, based on this, he tells you the Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar, Ramban, okay, tells everything. Shatar hi kulish mosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we began with. The Torah are the names of Hashem. So meduyik ma'od, it's very logical, precise. Beloshen hakra hamuva la'el ki shem Hashem. The name of Hashem. Ekra, I'm calling out. Shehi Yetzor, which is the Torah. Shishmosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the names of Hashem. So it gives a whole new approach to understanding Torah. So what do we see? We saw that we have Malchus. And we want to make sure that Malchus is used in a healthy way. How do we prevent the Malchus from getting distorted? Is by bringing the quality of Arichas Yamin, which we don't yet know what that is. We'll see. We'll get to what Arichas Yamin is. But the way one achieves Arichas Yamin is through connecting to Torah. And that's why, as the proof we saw, that the Melech, who's the one who is talks about Arichas Yamin, he always has a Sefer Torah with him. He always has the Sefer Torah with him. He's always connected. He's always calling out to Hashem. So we can take this and we can understand. I mean, again, you can say a lot of different vortlech on this, but calling out to Hashem. A person has to be calling out to Hashem constantly, whether it's through learning, which is the best way of attaching yourself. If you want to see one of the most profound expositions about the greatness of learning Torah is Tanya, Perek Dalet, Perek Hey. We talked about the Devekis, you're hugging, you're embracing the King when you're learning his Torah, your Chachma. When I study a line in Gemara and I understand what the halacha would be with Reuven says this and Shimon says this, and my intellect understands the Chachma, that's the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you unite your Chachma with Hashem's Chachma, that's the greatest Devekis you could possibly have. The greatest Devekis we could have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through learning his Torah. But what we're seeing here is that calling out. Calling us through learning, calling us also as Spodidus, is talking to Hashem and saying, you know, I'm going through ABC right now. I'm going through the following in Yon in my life. I was waiting in line by parent teacher conferences last week, and someone came over to me and says, "You know, I heard this Lakuti Maharan doesn't work with my schedule." So, okay, he says, "But you know, I remember years ago you had somebody in the shul who was giving shiur on this." And he reminded me, I forgot he said this, Rabbi Ephraim Portnoy, who was here in like 2008, 2009. He says, "Yeah, he was talking about his bodedus." He says, "Sometimes you just go there and like, and nothing comes out. But you say, Hashem, look, I'm here. I came. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm here." That also is something good, right? Abyssal is oich good. You heard that before?
No.
It's a famous. You heard that? That's the story. Rabbi Nosson came to Rabbi Nachman. Abyssal is oich good. No? I'll tell you the story. I'll turn off the record. I'll tell you the story.